producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Sad news today. I'm sure you've heard this by now, but if you haven't heard, unfortunately, a gunman goes wild on a community college outside of Portland, Oregon, killing 10 people and injuring 7 others. And even after that, there were some others that also had nicks and cuts and that kind of thing, trying to escape what was happening. So here we go again. And the debate is raging already among the politicians, including the president, who reacted to the shooting today, saying, calling for thoughts and, of course, and prayers, and but saying that's not enough, that he was tired of being in the same situation. Why do we always come back to the same point? And isn't it time to have, you know, the discussion that we need a change in gun laws, and warning that we're becoming numb to it, that it can't be this easy for someone who wants to inflict harm on other people to get their hands on a gun. So the attorney general, and now what's coming out of the hospital is that several of those other people have died. So altogether, if you add up the fatalities, you're at 13 at this point, 13. And it's including the gunman, by the way, because he was killed. But the responders were great. Immediately, they scrambled, anybody who could scrambled to get to campus. And what some of the witnesses say is people were lined up and asked if they were Christian. If they said yes, then they were shot in the head. If they said no, or they didn't answer, they were spared. So immediately, where does your mind go? You think terrorists, you think ISIS related, you think wannabe, lone wolf, whatever. And how sad is this to even be at this point where here we are heading into another weekend and talking about young people who have their life cut short because somebody decides this is what they want to do. And there's not a lot of information at this point, no background, any of that kind of stuff, as to the guy who killed all these people. Chris Harper Mercer is his name. Not a lot of information about him, not on watch list, email, not a lot came up there. So where sometimes we're finding more out, there's rambling manifestos, that kind of thing, they haven't been able to uncover it, which doesn't mean that we won't see that isn't something that will spring out. And in a way, I hope it does. Is there anything that we want to hear about this guy that's going to make anybody feel any differently? No. But to understand what it was, what was the intent, what was going through his mind, that would be something that I think could be helpful, perhaps. So clearly singling out people at this Oregon Community College campus. And this is a gun-free campus, by the way. One security guard, unarmed. So that's why we turn once again to guns. And do you need to at least have armed guards on the campus? Should some of the students be allowed to be armed? Remember when, I call him Governor Goodhair, but when Governor Perry was the governor of Texas, he was really, really pushing for that, especially at UT, so that if there was somebody that were to come on campus, you could have students, you could have other people that would be able to immediately react to the situation and take somebody out, take them down as they're trying to randomly kill people in a mass murder situation. And, you know, the state had just recently, Oregon had just recently tightened their gun laws. And this is where more of this conversation, I think, will turn in the upcoming weeks and certainly next couple of days anyway. The location is outside of Portland, a little bit of a distance outside of Portland, but 180 miles outside of Portland, a small town where this college is. And this year, officials elected there, they made universal background checks mandatory before the sale of any gun in Oregon. In fact, one of 18 out of 50 states to do that. Now, elsewhere in the U.S., sales at gun shows or on the internet aren't subject to any of that kind of control. It's known as a loophole. But in Oregon, they don't allow that. They don't allow the transfer of possession of assault weapons, and they don't have a gun purchasing waiting period either. So it's kind of a patchwork of laws that we have in the United States, and this is the complaint of many. All U.S. states have concealed carry laws, which allow, so you know this, and I think all of you know this, we've had this, many of you do anyway, we've had this conversation, allow permit holders to carry guns out of view. Some are restrictive on gun sales, including how many weapons somebody can buy, how they can get a license, you know, and that kind of thing. And it just depends on the state, and certainly we've gone through some of that. Remember, after Sandy Hook, just a few years ago, it was a pretty ambitious push to reform what was happening as far as federally gun laws were concerned. And they were hoping, there were many that were hoping that they could do something to curtail some of the more dangerous weapons, the sales of semi-automatic rifles, but that didn't happen. Remember, it missed by just really a vote. And this was, I remember this day, I remember when this happened, but when the ambitious piece of legislation, I'll call it, it was back in April of 2013, when that was going through, I think the president was optimistic that it was going to happen. And he said afterwards it was shameful that the Senate blocked the background check reforms because of the Republicans and some of the Democrats, and fueled by the gun lobby is what he said, and of course the National Rifle Association. So now we have this shooting on Thursday in Oregon, and now there's another plea for gun control legislation from the president. Where do you stand on guns when it comes to one incident after another incident in a public place, in a church, in South Carolina, in Oregon, in a small community college campus? What should we do as Americans to try and protect the people we love from being in these situations? And what I would tell you is, the truth of the matter is, you cannot 100% protect the people you love from having something like this randomly happen to them. You can be more aware, you can look around, you can know your surroundings when you're in crowded places. There are other things you can do to try to be safe, and we've had many people on, like Robert Siciliano, who is an incredible expert in that area, to tell us things that you can be aware of. But there's no 100%, and we all realize that. Is it time to change the Constitution? I say no, because I don't like the fact of taking away rights. But I think there still is a better way to do this. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email, americatonight.net. We'll continue the conversation on the flip side.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s, and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Gold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Well, and confused. It's cause lately you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. That looks bad, it's got to fall.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders. A lot of people starting to send me some emails with their thoughts on what happened in Oregon. And, of course, this is the big, you know, I say the buzz in the backyard, the sad buzz in the backyard. There's certainly other things going on. We're on watch for Hurricane Joaquin, which is slamming into the Bahamas at an incredible rate. Category of 4, meaning 100 plus, bending back the trees and that kind of thing. That's, you know, hammering the Bahamas, and an easy place to see that there'll be floods and all kinds of problems there. And it's headed toward Miami and could go up the coast, but no way to know that for sure. The national hurricane predictions are all over the map. And of course they are, because that can change within days. You can have watches and warnings and all that kind of stuff, but it changes, again, within 10 hours there can be a different thing. So we don't honestly know at this point if it's going to turn away from the East Coast and head closer to Bermuda, which there is certainly the possibility of that. And so there are so many things that we could talk about here on the show. And usually when we get to the tail end of the week, we like to throw in a lot of light stuff. And unfortunately, we've got this nut, Chris Harper Mercer, who lost it for whatever reason. That doesn't do anything for the families, the friends, or any of the people who witnessed what happened at this college in Roseburg, Oregon. And then there's just a lot of questions as to, geez, here we go again. And then this does bring up the tussle over guns. And there's the renewed call for anyone who's a definite gun grabber. This is another one of those cases, as much as we can also point to something else that's happened because somebody was able to have a weapon in their home. So there are different perspectives on this, to be sure. No question about that. And in the meantime, besides what's happened in Oregon, and I don't want to leave you out of the conversation, you can certainly throw in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I know Dan in Texas, how he feels about this. Often we talk about it when he calls, and Grimm, same thing, and Tomas in Michigan. But sad to see people with candles and, you know, at vigils, which I think it's great that they're there for the vigils, but awful for the families of the victims of this terrible thing. And now, especially when it is definitely not hype, not exaggerated, he absolutely, too many witnesses said this, asked about the religion of, you know, of the person, whoever it was that was lined up. So there is no denying that there's something here connected to that. The specifics of it, we don't know as we're just kind of moving through it. He didn't leave a lot of clues as to what led to what he did. Often we see that that's the opposite, that there are rambling manifestos or a long diatribe on Facebook or some other method, but we're not seeing that here. So this comes on the heels, by the way, politically speaking. We talked about this in the beginning of the show, just so you know. We went to Washington and we talked about the government, once again, has a Band-Aid, so it's not shut down until December 11th, right? So the funding goes through. The Republicans who wanted to defund Planned Parenthood, that was thwarted, at least for now, but we always come back to the same thing. All right, now here we go with the discussion in December. And you know it'll kick up as to whether or not we're going to see some kind of a shutdown. So Syria also has become the bullseye, because the Russians have, frankly, bombed Syria from all angles. And this becomes a political hot potato with Donald Trump and Jeb Bush, where they're both in New Hampshire. They both had separate town hall events on Wednesday, and dueling town halls, if you will. So Donald Trump mocked Bush for what he called a lack of energy. That's his big thing with him. He has no energy, and it just seems to stick. So, and of course, where does the camera go? One of Bush's supporters was sleeping during his speech, so of course the cameras go there. But Bush shoots back and says, Donald seems to have a harder time taking criticism, and he probably needs to put on his big boy pants too. He was in Bedford. That's what he said. He said he's running for the president of the United States. He ought to take a little incoming. He's great at dishing it out. If you're looking for the big guy on the stage talking in the first person, singular, I, me, it's all about me, Jeb Bush says, I'm not good at that. My energy comes from helping people have a chance to live the lives that they want. And he added, you don't win by telling people how stupid they are, which is what Trump does. So we can't really deny that. And Trump was talking about the turnout, because Jeb Bush had about 150 people at his event. You know how many Donald Trump had in Keene, New Hampshire? He had 3,500 people. So it was a record. So it was a record for Donald Trump, and it was a small crowd for Jeb Bush. And I've said this before, I think if Jeb Bush, boy, that is not the place I want to be. I don't want to have to be constantly taking incoming from Donald Trump. I would try to get out of this thing, let me tell you. All right, let's go to Tim listening to us in Wyoming. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for, as I said, thank you for taking it. I was hearing, I just happened to turn your show on a few minutes ago, and I noticed that you're saying you don't want to change the Constitution. I agree 100%. Another thing I agree with about that, on as far as carrying firearms, carrying guns of any kind. The Second Amendment was about tyranny. It's about resisting tyranny, stopping tyranny.
Yeah.
Tyranny comes from all walks of life. I mean, it comes from the top down, so to speak, right now. But at the same time, when we have runaway illegal immigration, we have runaway government, we have mind control zombies is what I call these people who are the lone wolf shooters you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
As I say, mind control zombies, because most of the time they're found to be on the amnesiac type of substance or they're mental patients. I mean,
yes.
How long did it take before this person's name came out? And I didn't know he was dead. A friend of mine and I were talking about this. He lives in California. I live here. We were talking about it, and he said, nobody knows. 10 hours later, they're not saying his name. They're not saying anything about him. Now that three more people have died, I mean, even so. I mean, and then the president, you know, the so-called president of our country, the real dictator, actually, of our country, comes out and says, we need to do something about this. What he's trying to say, again, is that I want to take away everybody's firearms. I want no one to have the Second Amendment. And the Second Amendment, the right of self-protection on a college campus, a gun-free zone. I mean, when the recruiters were shot and killed, that was ridiculous.
I agree.
And what do we got? What are we looking at now? I mean, Wyoming is an open carry state.
Mm-hmm.
Open carry and concealed carry. We can have concealed carry without a permit. I mean, that's the law in the state. I mean, they understand the Second Amendment. This is the lowest populated state, which is, you know, one of the nicest things. But I'm from California, the highest populated state. So
sure,
seen plenty of nut cases, and I'm glad there are very few here. But
I gotcha.
The point I'm trying to make, though, I mean, basically, is that, you know, there's no reason to change the Constitution. Everyone has the right of self-protection. If you had a baseball bat, if you had a kitchen knife, if you had a brick, if you had a club with nails sticking out of it, I mean, no matter what, you still have the right to protect yourself.
Right.
And when somebody says you can't do that or you can't even talk about it, and they're saying there was a rally down at UT. You're speaking about UT. There was a rally at UT earlier today. I'll mention another radio show host. You probably know who it is, Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
His InfoWars people were there, and they were being berated by the campus authority, telling them, well, you have to have a permit for free speech.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stand in this particular area and have a permit for free speech. I mean, like I said, I'm not trying to blow up his show on yours.
Right. No, that's okay. We're friends, yeah.
Well, I mean, the point I'm trying to make is this. I mean, when UT is, as you said, Rick Perry, Rick, you know,
right.
Governor Goodhair or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I mean, he was there lobbying for open carry.
Exactly, exactly, to try to make that happen, Tim. Thanks for the call. Hang with us, everybody.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Not too long ago, a friend of mine, Michael Zwirling, introduced me to Alex Jones, hoping he could help me with my health crusade. I must say that I'm beyond impressed. Alex Jones has become my hero. Just in case the secret hasn't gotten out yet, I want to tell you that millions of people are listening, and Alex is one of the most powerful driving forces in radio to date. We need everyone to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and join our effort to get this world healthy again. The InfoWar cannot be won with sick ground soldiers deprived of the basic 90 essential nutrients. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com and find out what the entire buzz is about. We can no longer rely on Big Brother for health care, so take action and go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Only you can take the steps to good health. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and prevent your family from getting sick and get them on the road to recovery. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
In the nooks and crannies on America Tonight. Megan Barth is with us. She is the founder of ReaganBaby.com. I love it. And, of course, she's recognized to not pull any punches as a political commentator and a woman's advocate. Megan, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I think this is our first time talking.
So it is. It is. Yeah. We've tried to get together, and now finally we've been able to do that hookup thing. I wanted to talk about Donald Trump, and you know this, in the last maybe 3, 4, or 5 days, people have been talking about what he's had to say about taxes, and I love it. You pulled a quote. Somebody sent me something of yours, and you had a quote about Albert Einstein, a quote that I know, where he says, the hardest thing to do is to understand the world is the income tax. Boy, isn't that the truth. So do you applaud Trump for his effort? Do you think it has a chance at working? And do you hope this guy gets elected president?
Well, if Albert Einstein thought that the hardest thing to understand the world is the income tax, perhaps it's time that the income tax be long overdue, be reformed, right?
Yeah.
I think that, as in Trump's style, his plan is very bold and it's reformative. You know, he breaks down the tax plan into 4 brackets instead of the current 7. whereby married filers, $50,000 and under, single filers, $25,000 under, pay zero. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that everyone should have skin in the game, but, you know, this perhaps will give, you know, you look at a single filer of $25,000, you know, that's usually your, you know, a college student that perhaps just entered the workforce. And married filers of $50,000, not a lot of money. So they have zero. And then it goes 10%, 20%, and 20% and 25%. Rush Limbaugh, Mark Levin, and Grover Norquist have all blessed this plan and called it Reaganesque. These tax rates are the lowest tax rates since World War II. Within this plan also, Kate, the marriage tax, which I've never understood, why would you penalize someone for getting married? The death tax and the AMT tax, the alternative minimum tax, would be eliminated. The AMT tax disproportionately affects the middle class. So what we have right now is a middle class, what we have left of it, is getting so incredibly squeezed. So this plan actually will provide much relief to the middle class and also corporations. And this is where I really love the plan. The U.S. corporate tax rate currently is the highest in the world. We have the highest in the world corporate tax rate at 35%. So is it any wonder why corporations are taking their jobs and their products to be assembled and built overseas when they are offered in other countries a tax rate of only 15? So, of course, anybody would. It would just be like you or I driving maybe an extra 10 miles to save some money, right?
Yeah.
So corporations now would only be taxed at 15%. So they're going to have 20% more cash in their pocket of capital to do whatever they wish to do with that money, and would hopefully, instead of take their business to China or Ireland or where have you, will keep their company, their jobs, their factories here. The second part for corporate, and by the way, that corporate tax rate of 35%, which would be reduced to 15, is not only large corporations like Apple. This applies to small business owners. So as women are the largest growing population demographic of small business owners, women should love this.
Yeah.
Because now they will have 20% more money to start their business and to do with that capital however they want to grow their business or start their business. The second part, U.S. corporations, currently they're holding about $2.3 trillion in cash overseas. If they want, under the current tax system, if they want to bring that money back, they're going to be charged 35-40% tax completely, just taken off the top. That
right.
would be reduced if they bring it back and they reinvest that cash and capital into the U.S. economy. Trump will say, you've got a one-time repatriation charge of 10%. That's it.
Wow.
So this is great. I mean, I would think that this would be music to the ears of a lot of small business owner corporations and the middle class and families.
Yeah.
This type of boost to anyone's pocketbook would then be there's that saying, we know how best to spend our money. And when you look at the latest news, specifically coming out of the EPA, the EPA spent $92 million, our money, on furniture. On furniture.
Ridiculous.
Right. So I think that the tax plan, although bold and reformative, there also needs to be a reformer in government and how we're spending money. As Reagan said, we don't have a revenue problem, folks. We have a spending problem.
And when
you look at how we're spending money, $1 billion on a website called for Obamacare, and it still has glitches.
Yeah. Yep, I agree with you. I say this all the time. The few friends I have that work in government would tell me, oh, there's, you know, four or five people that do the same thing I do, so we're shuffling paper around. What? One of them worked for the IRS. And I said, you're kidding me. No, they're hiring in triplicate for people to do the same job. Not people being overworked, people that are all doing the same job. If you even audited what's happening in these agencies, you'd find money for sure. More than loose change. And I love what you said, and it's so true. The middle class squeeze, that corporate tax rate is outrageous. When I went to Ireland a couple years ago, Megan, I was so stunned. And I guess I'm aware of what's happening in business, but when they're pointing out, oh yes, and there's the Apple, there's where Apple lives over here. here in Ireland, and there's Google, and there were so many companies, and it started to hit me that, well, of course, why wouldn't they be there? 35% is outrageous, and to have that 20%, as you say, in your hand, and especially with small business, but even big business, then they have the ability to hire more people, expand, do whatever they need to do, and some will argue with me and say, just because they get that doesn't mean they're going to do it. And I would say, I think you'd see a big change in the landscape, don't you?
Well, don't you think that you should give them a chance?
Yeah, that's what I'd roll the dice. Why not? Because we're losing right now, so what's the difference, right?
Well, obviously, if companies like Apple, Google, Medtronic, because I worked in the medical business for a long time, and when Ireland did this huge blitz, laddies, you're only going to be charged 15% if you bring our business over here. Well, you saw a mass exodus. So obviously, yeah, 15% was attracting American business. So imagine how much American business would be attracted to a 15% corporate tax rate if it were right here.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, you know, it's not talked about enough. When we look at all these potential presidential candidates, all the candidates that are out there, potential presidents, the one thing we don't hear very much, just broad strokes, but we don't talk enough about what's happening with the situation with taxes and also with the waste, with the overspending in government. I think that would be two really easy things to serve up on a platter, right?
Well, absolutely. And you look at, let's look not only at the GOP, let's look at the laughable DNC.
Yeah.
As far as their candidate, they've got two socialists, and socialists Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, who are promising a bunch of free stuff. Well, when you look at the cost of these free programs, they're $18 trillion. And how are they going to pay for these free programs? With a $6.5 trillion tax increase. Where do you think that $6.5 trillion tax increase is going to come? From the
right.
middle class.
Right.
Again, another squeeze. The very wealthy, as Trump points out, have plenty of loopholes, which he is going to remove that are redundant. They will be eliminated. And all of the deductions will be capped or removed that are redundant. Charitable deductions and mortgage expenses will be saved, which is great for the middle class. But this $6.5 trillion in increased taxes that Bernie and Hillary don't want to talk about because they want to champion that everything's free, they'll do nothing for the corporate tax rate. If anything, they will drive more business out of this country because the taxes will go up.
Yeah.
We just saw news yesterday where Walmart is laying off people. Caterpillar is laying off people.
Mm.
We have 59 million women out of the workforce. This is a record number. This is the Obama economy. And Hillary and Bernie aren't going to be, even Joe Biden if he enters the race, how are they going to say we're going to be different than Obama?
Yeah, they won't be, because that's not the mantle. That's not what they're standing on, yeah.
That's right. The Democrats will come out, as they've already done in the last couple of days since Trump released this plan, screaming, oh, this is going to cost $12 trillion. Well, they don't have a problem with the $18 trillion of debt we have now, which will be $21 trillion. But the fact is, when you look at this plan and how it was put together, if we have a meager 3% growth rate, the tax plan will be revenue neutral. And imagine how much more income and how much more spending will be generated once these monies are put back in the pockets of small businesses, the middle class, and corporations. Trump says this will be a boom for the economy, and I can't see how it won't be. As they say, the rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. I agree with that. Boy, I just hope we see that change, because the middle class is evaporating before our eyes. You don't need a magician. I mean, it's just going away. There's no question about that. Megan, it was a delight. Megan Barth, don't be a stranger. We'll have you back on again.
Wonderful. I look forward to it.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Thanks, Megan.
Thanks.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Can hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to americatonight.net and catch us that way. Also, you can give the show a call, 855-266-5283. The hot topic, of course, sadly, is something that we have talked about and wrestled with for a long time on America Tonight, your thoughts on guns, because the president once again is saying we got to stop this nonsense and basically saying let's come up with some other plan when it comes to guns. We cannot bury our heads in the sand anymore. There's not any kind of legislation that's on the docket, let's say, in Congress, but this does kick open the door for more conversation once again about what to do. And as I have said so many times on America Tonight, it is about treatment. It's about getting help for people with mental health problems. We're deflecting what really is going on, and it's the lack of great health care in this country for sure. In fact, you know, coming up, we've got a mailbag, and in the mailbag, a lot of people wanted to talk about all kinds of things, but heavy on the minds of many is what are we doing when it comes to treating people with serious issues. Let's get down to the real problem, and I'll give you a little sneak preview. I got an email from Cindy in Texas who says, Kate, the problem is not guns, it's people. Guns don't kill, people do. When we blame the weapon instead of the person, we bypass the real issue, which is people. And yes, she's absolutely right. Talking about the guns instead of the people is talking about the effect, not the cause. Let's talk about the cause, people. What is it about our culture that is causing us to want to kill each other? Whatever it is, we know it's increasing. Absolutely. These shootings are increasing in number, not decreasing. Absolutely. Where is the outcry for affordable mental health care in this country? And boy, the answer to that, Cindy, is there is no affordable mental health care. We've had many psychologists on this show, and we've talked about that. And she says, slightly off topic, but symptomatic of our current healthcare system can be found in women's shelters. Victims of domestic violence are typically limited to 30 days in a shelter, suffering from physical, mental, and emotional abuse. Their need for affordable mental and health care is immense, and yet the wait list for an initial mental health assessment can be 45 to 60 days, which is outrageous, ridiculous. If a victim of domestic violence can't even get timely help, a victim that most people are sympathetic towards, what would it be like for the growing multitude who need help but can't afford it, or are told we can see you in a few months, which is really what happens. They're pushed off. Even we knew this was a big problem at the VA. This was happening and still is happening, by the way. Mental illness doesn't wait, she says. And that being said, there are reasonable changes that can occur and making it harder to purchase guns, but the real change will happen when we face the real issue. Our culture is sick to the point that many kill themselves and others. Barring that, perhaps it's time for an alien invasion so we can come together in solidarity for a common enemy. Well, The Martian is coming out this week on a lighter note, but she's absolutely right. I mean, and look, we know this. We've had Dr. Judith on. We've had so many other psychologists on and psychiatrists on, and they all sing that same song, and they agree every time we have this, and we'll do this again next week. We'll have another psychologist on, and we'll talk about this, and we'll come back to that same point of where is the affordability? Where is the help that is desperately needed? How come this isn't on anybody's radar where it's just blinking? It should just be like a beacon that can't be shut off without a doubt. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, boy. I've had better days. This Benadryl's getting to me.
Benadryl, you're doing the Benadryl thing again?
Yeah, still got the poison ivy.
Oh, poison ivy is nasty stuff.
Yeah, but everybody out there, sing along with me. This is my gun. It is for fun. And everybody wants to control it. This is
everybody
my
wants
weapon.
To control it. Yeah.
This is my weapon. And I reckon if you're going to take it, it'll be from my cold, dead hands. Now, we don't have a spending problem, Kate. It's not a constitutional problem. I'm going to tell everybody out there just like a pastor does. We have a lack of God problem. That's what we have. Because if you fear God, you'll respect his laws and you won't kill people because it's part of his Ten Commandments. And the decadent that we have going on up there in D.C., that's part of the problem.
Right.
Because that's just an icon as how to act. And that's how people are acting. It's like, you know, you can't tell me what to do. I'll just sign it with a pen.
Yeah. There's a lot of hate. There's like the culture of hate. A lot of haters going on. A lot of hating going on.
Well, there's your problem, too. Lack of God there. It's a lack of God there. I mean, isn't he a loving God as the gay liberals want us, This is crazy. This is crazy.
I know. It's awful. It is. It's terrible.
Why is it that you have to bar up your front door? You know, we talked about this before. When's the last time you got with your neighbors, all your neighbors, and had a barbecue and got to know them? You know, I mean, this is the problem. We want to commune where we want to. Oh, yeah, I have a good one, too. You said that Twitter wants to go, you know, and expand from their character. What is it?
140 characters. Yeah, they want to explode it, yeah.
Yeah, well, they're finally going to allow people that can actually carry on a conversation. And I think it's going to be their own downfall. Because you got the famous one-word characters that have made Twitter what it is, you know?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's tough sometimes when you have to condense your language, and that does change the whole thing. You're right. It's funny.
Well, most of them, that's about as far as they can go. They can't carry on a conversation.
You're right.
Now they're going to expand it, so it's possibly the death of Twitter now.
Yeah.
But, Kate, this is not a constitutional problem. The Constitution is there to where we don't have those that are in power exceed their power. That's what it's about. It's not a constitutional problem. And it's a weapon. It's not a gun. That's the first thing they teach you in the military.
Yeah.
I'm serious as a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And if they want to control small arms, pistols and rifles, heck, these idiots will start building bombs like they did in the 70s in Paris, France, and London and blowing up cafes. Or just like Boston.
Well, I agree with you. There's other ways to, if you want to get to somebody, there's other ways to do it, and you nailed it. That's exactly what will start to happen more.
Yeah, that's right. It'll be worse. You go from, their own undoing.
Yeah.
That's all they're doing.
Yep,
the
absolutely.
The only way you're going to properly attack this is learning to love thy neighbor.
Yeah, and there's not much of that going on. It is about communities. Where is the community?
That's what it's all about.
I mean,
that's what it's
absolutely
going to boil down to. I don't care how many psychologists you get, you know, to express this. We got good gun control, as they want to call it, because it's a pain in the butt for somebody that's responsible to get one.
Yeah, but if you're not responsible, look out. That is kind of touche. That is kind of a good point. Grim, thanks. Appreciate the call. If you have any thoughts, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. Be good to each other.
Experience yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.